We get the hour underway, though, by welcoming back to the program after far too long the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's been, I guess, about a month or so. Well, how have you been since last we talked?
I've been good. It has been a while. You know, it was nice to get back on the ice for the first time there last weekend with the guys after a long way off, and all was good.
Well, absolutely, and your guys certainly stepped it up. Bruce was talking about the Saturday night game, and Bruce, I know you were impressed by both the execution and the effort.
Yeah, especially after Friday. The one question I wanted to ask Coach is, what did you see in the third period Friday night that led to your decision on who was going to be in the net on Saturday?
You know, I don't think the decision was pretty easy, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, Thiessen and Osmond have both played solid this year. You know, they haven't, you know, and it's kind of the same as the rest of our team. They haven't, you know, set themselves up, you know, apart from each other. And we have three goaltenders here that can play. And that's, you know, I've been at schools and programs that, you know, the third goalie is not somebody that usually you're thinking about putting in the game. There's pros and cons to it, but, you know, after that Friday night game, Connor deserves it. He's not, you know, we talked before the break and he talked, you know, asked me if he would ever get a chance to play. And I said, I don't know the answer to that, but, you keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, usually those answers kind of present themselves. So for me, it really wasn't. He went in there on Friday night and did a good job in the, you know, half the game that he played. And I had no doubt that he'd be able to go and be poised and composed on Saturday night. And I think it gave our guys a little jolt too, because as you probably saw, we weren't very good on Friday.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get there in person on Friday, so I listened. I don't watch on television as much as I tend to listen if I can't be at a game. But I watched a little bit of the game. What I loved on Saturday was Connor's composure. I mean, he stayed composed, but there just seemed to be a much better, I don't never like the phrase compete level, but I guess that's what we'll use, that they were much, much harder on loose pucks, better puck support, more sort of intensity in through through all four lines.
Yeah, it was, Friday was real. I mean, we were bad. You know, and almost, you know, as a coach, you know, you're okay. We haven't played in 3.5 weeks or whatever it was, and you know we're gonna have a little bit of rust. The first period is okay, and then the wheels kind of came off in the second, third, and you know I think I have to take some of the brunt of that. You know, we were going through some COVID issues, as you probably know, when we got back, and you know we had days where we only had, you know, like half or two thirds of our team on the ice. And when you don't have an environment where that is game like in practice, it's sometimes hard for the guys to turn that on and be ready to play a game. And the game is always different than practice, regardless of how you're practicing, how hard you practice, how long. So, you know, it was hard to create that environment during that time off, those 2 weeks that we had before we played, just based on, you know, not wanting to lose any more players to get guys injured, or, you know, we were so short on numbers. You know, hindsight, and it really hurt us on Friday night. I mean, we weren't ready to compete. We looked like we did, you know, games early in the season where, you know, we were just out-competed from the drop of the puck. So, you know, again, I have to eat some of that. And, you know, I told our guys that they have to own it too. I mean, we, you know, we had some guys that definitely weren't ready to play. We had some guys that were. It wasn't everybody, but we're not a team that can have four or five guys that not ready to play, because you see what happens. And that's been a theme earlier in the year too. So it was good to see the guys respond a little bit better on Saturday. And we're going to have to be even better this week, obviously.
We're talking with Maine hockey coach Ben Barr here on Downtown. You take to the road this weekend against one of the best teams in Hockey East, the Riverhawks of Lowell, playing awfully well. They've got a Hobie Baker, a candidate in goal. This is a tough team. What do you need to do well this weekend?
We have to do everything well. You know, it's they're one of the best coached most detailed team every year in college hockey. So they don't beat themselves. They don't give you a lot of free offense. They're not going to give you a lot of odd man rushes. You're going to have to earn everything you get. That was the case the first time we played them there at Thanksgiving in Portland, you know, the 2-0 game, and, you know, the mistakes that we made ended up in the back of our net, and then the few chances that we got, we didn't score on Savory. He's a really good goalie. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to show, you know, if we've improved, how much we've improved, from the first time we played them. And it's always fun to go play one of the top teams in the country, because it's a barometer of where your program is at. I'm excited to see, you know, what we can do, and it's a great challenge for us.
You got a new player on defense, came in for this semester, Sam Duer. Looked like Saturday night he was learning the system and fitting in pretty well.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's got a good stick. He can make a play. I think he's like any freshman, especially a freshman, you know, thrown in there halfway through the year. He's going to have his ups and downs. The speed and the physicality and strength is going to be something he has to work on. But he's got composure. He's not, you know, kind of like Connor when you threw him in the net there. Like, you're not worried about him being completely overwhelmed by the circumstances or anything like that. So I thought he handled himself well, and hopefully he just keeps getting better as he gets more comfortable as we go here.
And you've got, I think I saw another signee on the webpage today.
Yeah, they're releasing the NLI signees. These are signees from back in November when NLIs went out, and they're just releasing one. Our sports information department is releasing just one signee per day here until we get through them all. So you'll probably see one signee for the next, probably in the next week, just to kind of get to know the guys that signed NLIs, and they'll be coming into the program next year.
Excellent. Well, Ben, it's good to talk with you again. We missed you. Hope you and the family had a wonderful holiday. First time with a really full house, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It was, and that's why I missed you there last week, which I apologize again.
Yeah.
I put the phone down for a couple minutes, and I got two kids in my hands, and and the time gets away from me. But yeah, it was nice to have a main Christmas and a main New Year. It was our first one here. It was special. The first time I really got to spend a few days with my wife and kids, really, since we've been here, because it's just been kind of go, go, go. So it was nice to have that time.
Excellent. Well, a happy new year to you and your family and all the Black Bears as well. Travel safely. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk with you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Ben Barr, the head coach of the Black Bears here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports, well, they're brought to you by our friends at Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.